Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we ask for calls because we have with us Bill Sardi and he's got a great deal of information that is very important and I want you to hear it. You know, for many years I was involved with the effort to treat the AIDS epidemic like we would any other epidemic and test to find out who had the disease, to try to stop the spread of the disease, to actually and have premarital testing and prenatal testing and neonatal testing. And none of these things were done, and it really didn't make any sense to me why we weren't doing what was logical from a public health point of view to try to save human lives. And then, of course, as time went by, and people were beginning to ask, where did this virus come from? And I would give talks, and people would say, hey, where did this virus come from? And I would always say, well, the issue isn't where it came from, but why aren't we trying to stop the spread of the disease? And then, of course, Dr. Lorraine Day is a very, very smart individual, started telling me that this was really population control, and I didn't want to believe that we would actually be allowing people to die of a deadly disease with a horrible death simply to control the population. That just didn't seem very nice, or nothing could be that bad or evil. And then as time went by, I suddenly began to realize we really are dealing with people who are intent upon controlling the population. And when we ask where did the virus come from, it did not exist before the mid-1970s. It didn't exist anywhere in the world, no matter what they try to tell you. And we know that 75% of the homosexuals who took the hepatitis B experimental vaccine in San Francisco, 75% of them came down with AIDS. How did that happen? Well, I don't think it's accidental any more than I think that the areas in Africa where they use the experimental hepatitis B vaccine is where the disease AIDS is centered. And in the other areas where they did not use the experimental vaccine, there's relatively little AIDS. And with that as the background, Bill Sardi, the health journalist, is going to start talking about vitamin supplements stand in the way of covert population control. You're going to find this is be one of the most fascinating programs you've ever heard. So please hold your calls, and without further ado, our good friend Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill.
Well, hello, and of course, this report today is just a synopsis, a little bit of what we've done or reported before, but then it becomes more in-depth. And as we look at this and we see, obviously, there are efforts to control population from delaying marriage to the use of birth control to this is out in the open. The World Health Organization, other organizations do this, and fine, it's an accepted part of life or an unaccepted part of life, depending on how it's approached. But irregardless, it's practiced, it's done, and it's out in the open, and we understand that. What we see are three charts at the beginning of a little report that I wrote. The tremendous growth in the population anticipated over the next 30, 40 years as the world's population goes from 6 to 9 billion, but largely in undeveloped countries. This will largely be in Africa and Asia, and largely in Muslim and Chinese by background ethnically. And, of course, then we see the tremendous increase in, of course, the life expectancy. We now have a million people in Japan over the age of 90, 32,000 over the age of 100 in Japan. So we see this other factor, people living much longer. And, of course, when I began to look into this and began to see, well, what kind of things could they be doing covertly to, of course, reduce...
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, and he helps and supports Radio Liberty, and he's going to be talking this afternoon on population control, but from a much different point of view than we've ever considered it before, and that is vitamin supplements, and do they stand in the way of some of these population control programs that are being introduced here and throughout the world? So pick up the story, Bill.
Well, certainly there are overt efforts by the World Health Organization, United Nations, other groups to certainly control population, everything from birth control to delaying marriage to family planning. All kinds of efforts are kind of out in the open. The question are there any hidden ones, and do they have anything to do with this current battle over dietary supplements, vitamins that we kind of see that are maligned in the news press frequently? And certainly the environmentalists have brought up the fact of xenoestrogens. Now, xeno means simply foreign estrogens. These are, if you've got something in your system and it looked like estrogen as a molecule, it would disrupt your endocrine glands, and that is your hormones, and it might alter birth rates. And so people are looking at things in sunscreen lotions, plastic bottles, shampoo that we use for our hair. All kinds of products seem to have these molecules in it. And that's where most of the effort has gone, to look at covert types of efforts to control population. But I was wondering, as we've discussed in the past a little more, about real covert efforts. I mean, much deeper, much wider, much more widespread efforts to do this. And when we began looking at this, we began to see, well, we've talked about disease before, and maybe they would think about, reinventing or reimplanting a disease, particularly an infectious disease that would sweep the globe. If it was to do it, it would have to be a virus, because bacterial diseases are not really communicated from one person to another too well. So a couple of exceptions would be tuberculosis and so on. But by and large, the question is a flu pandemic, which we hear about, and we've talked about on the program before. It still doesn't get to where I really want to go, but nonetheless, a flu pandemic, we've talked about it. It would strike and kill the immune compromised, and the most likely people it would knock out would be the people that already have a disease. For instance, tuberculosis, one-third of the population has TB. And, of course, that's the pulmonary lung TB that you tend to get. And they're immune compromised.
Hold that thought right for a moment when we bring our other stations up. Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest this afternoon, Bill Sardi. And Bill is pointing out that if we were to have a pandemic, some sort of bird influenza or other type of influenza pandemic, the people who would be most susceptible would be those who have an altered immune system. And, of course, we have about a third of the world's population has tuberculosis. It's under control because their immune system isn't too bad. But, you know, if we were to have superimposed upon their tuberculosis a severe flu, this would certainly weaken their immune and immune response. So you pick up the thought there, Bill.
Well, and certainly when we look back now, the demographers here at the University of California, Berkeley, saying when they went back to look at the data on the flu, Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, they could see that there was also a tremendous drop thereafter in the number of people who died of tuberculosis. So this is how they put two and two together. Our troops went to war. They came back, young men. They had tuberculosis from traveling overseas. We didn't have antibiotics at the time, so they had a chronic lung infection, and then they got exposed to the flu, and this is what caused the mortality. The flu pandemic of 1918 was unusual because instead of very young people and old people dying of the flu, it was young men and young males, and of course this made sense now as we look back on it. Of course, this again, we hear about an upcoming flu pandemic. They actually went up and tried to find the exact strain of the flu up in the permafrost up in Alaska. Why would they do that? And then, of course, there's a question. There was a earlier report we gave, posted on my website. They actually found a human version of this H5N1 flu strain that they're worried about. implanted in a pig, a human version of this virus implanted in a pig in South Korea. Well, then they can conveniently say it jumped from the pig to humans, the handlers of the pigs. And of course, it was already a human virus. Viruses generally don't mutate from animals and jump to humans, but there were, somebody was helping it along. So we begin to wonder about all this, and then of course we're starting to try to get to the subject of dietary supplements, and we do see, we have talked about this before, that if the world had enough selenium, we could use selenium supplements. Selenium, just a little trace mineral, you get a little bit of it in your foods. There's low selenium soil levels in the United States and throughout the world, so you won't get as much in the foods grown in those areas. But certainly selenium prevents the genetic mutation in the virus that then becomes the most mortal form of influenza. So why aren't health authorities, we began to ask, why aren't they recommending fortified foods, certainly dietary supplements, things like this? Selenium, very cheap. You only need a little bit of it, maybe a quarter of a milligram, and it would suffice. But nonetheless, we see no efforts in this area. And, of course, we're wondering, if the agenda is to lower the population, then there wouldn't be efforts. In fact, there would be efforts in the opposite direction to thwart and stand in the way of dietary supplements, certainly limit the dosages. But that's exactly what the World Health Organization, through something called Codex, is doing. This is all part of the United Nations. And, of course, they've now approved restrictions on dietary supplements. It's just we're left to wait now to see what the numbers will be as to how restrictive those numbers will be on the amounts of vitamins and minerals and dietary supplements.
Well, you know, the thing is, Bill, what about individual freedom? Why shouldn't I have the right to take vitamins? Why shouldn't I have the right to take whatever dose of minerals I want to?
They're going to frustrate you because they're going to tell you you do. It's just that now you're going to have to buy 15 pills. You see, we're not going to stand in the way of this. We're just going to tell you that you could overdose. It could be troublesome. And, of course, we're going to use some flawed data. We talked about this, the scientific data. Actually, on my website today at knowledgeofhealth.com, we have a little, well, you might call it a spoof or a little ruse. It's a kind of a takeoff on War of the Worlds. You can go listen to it. And actually, it sounds for a couple of minutes like I'm against vitamin supplements. And, of course, it's an interview with a scientist, a make-believe. And all he's doing is citing all the literature that's in the National Library of Medicine against dietary supplements, and it's all true, except it's all flawed science, it's all pseudoscience, it's all fake.
And now that's at knowledgeofhealth.com?
Knowledgeofhealth.com. We're just going to have it up for a couple of days because it could get misused by people who want to, you know, take segments out. But it's just an audio thing, and it goes on, and then we interrupt this interview and make everyone aware, just like the War of the Worlds Orson Welles broadcast. And, of course, it's all false. It's all false. It's all actual information that is in the records at the National Library of Medicine, but it's all flawed science. And of course, this is probably what they're going to use to set these onerous limits on dietary supplements.
But, and I think it's so important that people understand that sometimes science is not looking for truth. You know, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And there are people out there who are coming up and saying, oh, vitamin E, it really doesn't do you any good. In fact, it's harmful for your health. These are probably the same people that were saying, a Vioxx is wonderful for you, you know, there's no danger at all. And they simply are lying, and they're not telling you the truth. So just because it appears in the scientific literature doesn't necessarily mean it's true, and maybe. But you have to know, who paid for these studies? Were these done by impartial people, or were these people part of the population control agenda group?
Well, and certainly as we go on here in this, let's assume there is some major agenda to limit the population of the world, and it's covert. Let's assume it's not an out-in-the-open type of an effort. And as we look through some of the things that you and I have talked about, you've talked with Russell Blaylock, Dr. Blaylock, and so on before on the air, is things like MSG, this monosodium glutamate. It's a taste enhancer. We've talked about it being bad and causing people to become obese, causing all kinds of nervous problems and so on. But when we look back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 1970s, 1980s, here was the early on information that MSG interfered with fertility. And now we have a startling headline. It was in BBC News, British Broadcasting here, within the last 2 weeks, and it talked about males in particular are the ones that are having the fertility problems. It used to be the females because they were on birth control for so long and then wanting to delay and then have their babies later and then having trouble get their hormone levels up. And we now have 400 fertility clinics in the country. Now, we never used to have all these fertility clinics. What happened? Well, fertility clinics, boy, you're fighting a lot of chemicals here. Certainly the environmentalists will tell you you're fighting the xenoestrogens, what we talked about earlier, the things that we might find in some of our water bottles and shampoos and sunscreens and so on. But MSG does interfere, and it particularly strikes males. So this was one of the chemicals we thought, gee, this. And we looked at it. One of the studies showed 280 milligrams for an average-sized human would certainly interfere with fertility and birth rates. And this is enough that you would get it from the diet. I mean, Ajinomoto, the Japanese company that makes most of the MSG in the world, says we get about 350 to 3,000 milligrams of this stuff laced in our foods in a day. Wow, you know, according to the animal studies, that could be pretty bad. Well, and then we went to go look at fluoride. Now, fluoride's laced in our water. There's been a lot of complaints. It softens the bones. It models the teeth. There's no way that they can control this 1 milligram dosage you're supposed to get in a day. And now everyone realized we've been overexposed. And by the way, it was all intended for children, fluoride, in the growing years to harden their teeth. And then all of us as adults get exposed to it. And they never bring this disparity up. Now, what dental authorities are bringing up these days is, well, you know, it'd probably be better if we waited till the age of 2 to have children exposed to fluoride, let their teeth develop, and then use very, very small amounts, maybe the size of a pea, in fluoride toothpaste, and don't use fluoridated water. I mean, this is in some of the thinking now that's coming out because they see so many other side effects. There's no way to easily control this. They use some fluoride, put it in the water supply. They're not rocket scientists at doing this, and so it varies in concentration. We get overexposed. There's a lot of issues here, and we've never seen the long-term studies. We do believe it softens the bones in older adults. So we see this. But the question was, did this fluoride stand in the way of becoming fertile? Well, we went to look again, 1970s, 1980s. Sure enough, it interferes with fertility. Now, this was all brought in by a Dr. Henry Trendley Dean was his name, a dentist, and he was really driven by industry. He was not driven by the desire to find a way for little children not to get cavities in their teeth. Industry had used fluoride in a kind of a secret project. It became a key ingredient in the atom bomb project, and then the companies needed a way to get rid of the stuff that they had developed. Obviously, they weren't building a lot of atom bombs, and so this was the thing to do. They knew it was toxic. It was just a question of could they make a little low dose and it come out with some health benefit. And so this man rigged all the science, and when it came back, he was confronted on this. He had to confess. He just rigged the science, and they put in fluoridation across the country. And, of course, was he involved in an effort then? Was he being directed and told to do something that would limit the population side by decreasing fertility rates? That's the question. Why would this man lie about this? What was this all about? He had to have another agenda. It had to be something. And so, you know, it goes undefined why this man would lie and put this all in and why there would be such widespread acceptance of this so fast. And now we see some, it just took me a while to document all the evidence that fertility rates would be reduced by fluoride. Again, when we looked at this, The counter thing, the antidotes are vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. No wonder they don't want the dietary supplements around. It'll negate the effects of fluoride.
Let me just point out, for anybody who would like to document what Bill is saying, we carry a wonderful book. It's called The Fluoride Deception, that by Chris Bryson. The Fluoride Deception, of course, we have all sorts of other documentation in my hidden agenda syllabus, but you need to find out if this is really true. Does fluoride decrease fertility? It sure does. Slows down sperm. They know exactly what it's doing. They just don't want you to know.
the Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
In 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist and certainly one of our supporters. And Bill is talking about this fertility issue, population control. And he mentioned, first of all, that MSG is certainly something that could interfere with fertility and with male fertility as well as female fertility. And we should comment that MSG is not something you just get in Chinese restaurants. If you get prepared food, you'll find it's in almost all prepared foods. And, of course, it'll be there under many, many disguised names, natural food additive, natural flavoring. You better understand what this is, because because it's in almost all prepared foods. It increases the taste. It's an excitotoxin. But, of course, it has disastrous results on your health, and one of them is fertility. And then he was talking about fluoride and how fluoride can influence your fertility as well. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, and certainly as we went along here, now we talked about environmental chemicals called xenoestrogens. We talked about fluoride. We talked about MSG here now a little bit. So we know that. And of course, cholesterol became an issue because we see people with very, very high cholesterol. They're just unable to reproduce children. And so this may not be the ideal age group because it's probably people over the age of 40, but there are some people that are involved with this, and we do see in the evidence that just high-dose vitamin E takes care of the problem. You don't need the statin drugs if you're thinking of fertility alone, not just lowering a cholesterol number. And the statin drug doesn't improve the issues of men losing their ability to procreate. So, but the vitamin E did it immediately. Well, you can see in the study, I mean, to make estrogen and testosterone, you really need cholesterol to make that. Your liver makes it. Now, but how appropriate was it in our, certainly our public health agencies, to start promoting low cholesterol foods to young females who should be fertile and making lots of cholesterol to make estrogen so they could have babies? Or men who are young and married and to make cholesterol, to make testosterone, certainly to make babies. So, now we see the reason for all the infertility clinics, because this massive, massive effort to get everyone on low cholesterol diets and low cholesterol intake and low cholesterol blood circulation, and so we see all this, and now it comes into focus that this whole thing may have just been an effort to lower fertility rates and birth rates. And by the way, the largest study to date, still I keep quoting it, Journal of American Medical Association, does not show that statin cholesterol drugs lower the mortality rate. In fact, Mevacor was the first drug approved, 1987, statin drug for cholesterol, and they went over 15 years here and never showed that any studies were done on fertility. Now, I think the studies, they just thought, look, lower cholesterol, maybe we can covertly bring down the birth rates. They've only recently done the studies. They should have done them years ago. And, of course, we see that they never even showed that they could reduce mortality rates till 10 years after these drugs were being used. So it was kind of like using them, and we never had to prove any evidence. And then finally they had to increase the doses, and they could slightly decrease the mortality rates. Like I say, when it all comes down, it's just one-half of 1%. But they say there's a 30% reduction. That's a false number. So what comes out of this is that it appears that it was more of an effort to get the cholesterol foods down so that we would reproduce less babies, lower the fertility rate. And now the drug companies have done studies and trying to show the cholesterol drugs don't interfere with fertility per se. That is, dropping testosterone levels, for example. But the men experience a decline in their libido, their drive, their sex drive. And it's irrespective of the testosterone levels, and so it escapes the view, and the studies look like, oh, we're off scot clean, our drugs don't cause any problem here. No, they do cause problem. They cause mental depression, and they cause a drop in the sex drive. So this is how they never study the problem. It never gets revealed. So, and of course, like I say, vitamin E can really help if people have real high cholesterol and they're having troubles with fertility. And of course, this, we never see these things practiced in the fertility clinic. So, and then we go on into really kind of a little side light in my little report here, but radon gas, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the World Health Organization is trying to expand efforts to reduce exposure to radon gas to human populations. They're going to do a study all over the world. Does radon gas increase or decrease fertility, we began to ask.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment or two with Bill Soddy. All sorts of fascinating things. Remember that the statin drugs work by poisoning your liver. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WART.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM? If you're looking for...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sarley, and we're talking about, is there any relationship to many of the things that we're being given and population control? Is there any relationship to the fact that they're trying to convince us that the supplements really aren't important, the vitamin C and the vitamin D and the vitamin E and all of these other things, and going to make it increasingly difficult for us to get them by decreasing the dose available in pills, so that you're going to have to buy a lot more pills at a lot more expense? And what about things like statin drugs? What do they do to the reproduction of our people? Why are so many women having difficulty with fertility? Well, go ahead and pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, and certainly when we look back and we see here articles, Journal of Fertility and Sterility, saying that vitamin C supplements reverses damage to sperm in men. When was that study done? 1979. Now, how many men are told to take vitamin C supplements when there are issues of fertility in their family? Never. Almost never. We've known this since 1979. I was shocked. And one of the things they did was that they did studies with animals and then said that the antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E and so on had no effect on sterility and virility. Wait a minute. Which animals did you use? What they did was they used animals that were making vitamin C. As we've outlined on the program before, most animals make their own vitamin C. Now, if they'd used guinea pigs who don't make vitamin C as humans don't make vitamin C, then they would have discovered this. So we went and looked at the guinea pig studies, and sure enough, vitamin C protects the sperm cells in the guinea pigs, increases the size of the reproductive organs and so on, and helps with fertility. See, so they can rig the studies so that it shows no effect. Well, of course, there's no effect when you got plenty of vitamin C on board, like most of the animals do, and make on themselves, on their own. So we do see an effort to kind of hide all this data, and then everyone's racking up a bill of $20,000 at fertility clinics. You need to be told to get on high-dose antioxidants. They protect the human egg and the human sperm cells so that you can actually keep the pregnancy going. Vitamin C helps make the collagen that forms the very sac around the ovum and keeps the all of this intact, so you don't have a rupture of the membrane and so on later. So with all of this said, you see, the issue is how much vitamin C do you need to do all this? And of course you need 700, 800, 900, maybe a couple thousand milligrams minimum, maybe 2,000 milligrams three times a day for some women in pregnancy to hold and maintain a safe pregnancy to term. And of course, now we have even a blockbuster study. It was done just last year in humans where they took and gave them vitamins and minerals and some herbal extracts in young women who are unable to conceive. And after 5 months, it was a small study, 15 women who were not taking a dietary supplement, none of them were able to get the conception, whereas 5 of the 15 taking the supplements were able to. Now, that's a tremendous impact there. Do you realize, why do we never hear about this? Why don't they practice this in the fertility clinics? There's something going wrong here because it's in the medical literature. We're not utilizing it. Well, you begin to wonder. Maybe there are tremendous covert efforts used with some of these chemicals they lace in our foods and our tap water and so on. And no wonder this maybe explains the tremendous effort against dietary supplements. After all, they make humans have more babies. You're going to be more fertile and virile and vigorous, and the number of years you're going to be able to produce offspring is going to be prolonged. And certainly you can see now why there's a tremendous effort. Every one of these roads to pathways to fertility is involving these dietary supplements. Every one of the efforts they're trying to do to reduce fertility are countered. The antidote is dietary supplements. You're going to negate the effect of the fluoride, the MSG. You're going to, if they're going to try and cull down the human population by giving us a flu virus, we may get the virus, but we may not die of it, certainly if we get the selenium and so on. So now you can see population control efforts is the vitamin supplements are critical. The whole world could withstand everything from the worst flu virus ever thought of in the world to some of the most toxic chemicals going, if we just get enough of these vitamins and minerals.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to realize that man and guinea pigs, and I think one or two other animals, are the only ones that don't make vitamin C on their own. All the other animals make their own vitamin C. We don't, so we need the supplements. And this has been poo-pooed by organized medicine for many years, and yet it's a scientific fact. We don't make it. We need the supplements, and you're not going to get enough just out of your food.
Well, and to go on in our little intrigue as we investigate here, I've talked about this before. In 1996, they did an experiment to see if they could reinsert the gene that no longer functions that would help us make vitamin C again, like we believe humans did long ago. It might be the real explanation by why the biblical patriarchs were reported to have lived so long in the Bible. And they actually took some little fish called a Japanese Madaka fish, and they inserted the gene that would make an enzyme to produce vitamin C in their body, and they put it in the fish eggs. Now, that's pretty easy to do. You take the fish eggs out of the mama and put it back in the mother fish, and then their offspring produce vitamin C. And that was a tremendous, that should have been front page every newspaper in the world, because we believe humanity would live far longer and be healthier and certainly be more fertile if you made vitamin C. And so, just as all the animals do, we just need this gene functioning again. So then it was just last year, we detected now recently, another report where they're trying to figure out how to do this in humans, because it's pretty hard to take the egg out of a female and then get this back in masses like this. And so they figured out a way to use a virus as what they call a vector. That means a carrier, and let the virus carry in the new gene. And then, of course, this would we would reinsert it in humans and then see. And this was a successful demonstration. The question is, how come these aren't on the front page of the newspapers and all over the television sets, that humankind could reinsert and get vitamin C being produced again in their bodies? Why is there no major agenda to make this possible? We would live without many major diseases, from cataracts to gallbladder disease, aneurysms, all the cardiovascular disease, blood clots, peripheral vascular disease. The list goes on and on. We wouldn't have all the calcification in the body if we could just make vitamin C as the animals do. This would be a tremendous worldwide headline, a tremendous development, especially if you could do it genetically. All future offspring would then produce vitamin C. And of course, this would be a tremendous breakthrough. Well, of course, unless you've got another agenda, which is to reduce the population size. Now, you've made us aware, Dr. Stan, they're not talking about what's happened in the Western world through, the economy and the freedom that women have today. Is they're delaying marriage and so on, and limiting the size of their families. And of course, now we see the populations of Western Europe, North America, and Japan have stagnated. In fact, they're in decline in somewhat. And so it's not just that. They're not satisfied with that. The numbers they're talking about, the people that talk about these things, you're the person who quotes them better than I do, they're talking about culling down the size of the human population by billions. They want to get rid of 2, 3, 4 billion people now, not just through attrition, because the birth rates have gotten down. They firmly believe that humans have contaminated the planet. The planet is, got too many people, and we're dirtying up the water and messing up the ecology of the Earth, and we need to kill off masses of people. Now, that's been an explicit objective.
And I think it's so difficult for people to actually believe that unless they were to read the writings of Bertrand Russell or of Jacques Cousteau or of Prince Philip or certainly of David Foreman. And we have all of the documentation. There really are people who really intend to kill off large parts of the world population. If you doubt that, go to Elberton, Georgia. Look at the Georgia Guidestones and see what's written there as they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature, which doesn't sound too bad until you realize they're talking about eliminating over 90% of the world's population. These people have a different worldview than we do. And when you understand that, so much of what Bill is saying really begins to make sense.
Well, it certainly does make sense. And, you know, people think, well, you're just a sensationalist till you dig up some of this evidence here. They don't hide it too much. I mean, you can dig it up and find it if you want to. I think for most of the people in the world, they don't have maybe the internet, and they can't dig up this stuff. I dug up a photograph of a lady with a sign, and she said, "Save the planet, kill yourself." So, you know, I mean, this is the kind of thing. I mean, obviously she was doing it as a kind of a spoof, but this is the kind of thinking that's going on. And of course, I think the public doesn't quite get it, that the entire Earth is being set up here for a giant influenza pandemic. They tell us it's coming. The bullet's headed straight at us. They don't mind telling us.
And, of course, we're not having any vaccines available. They don't have any of the Tamiflu. Most countries have enough Tamiflu for a third of their population. We have enough for about, less than 1%. And yet, there's so much that could be done with dietary supplements to actually ward off the flu if it came. And the fact that selenium will actually help the vitamin C and vitamin D. You actually have all of these things listed somewhere on one of your web pages, don't you?
Yeah. You know, for people that are confused about this, because we need something in writing, they can't remember everything here on the air, and they can just simply go to a website, which is called survivalvitamins.com. That's what it's all about, surviving. And it is a free 12-page survival guide there. Read it. Do anything you want with it. Get vitamins. It tells you how to get them very inexpensively. Vitamins as little as $3 a month for all the vitamin C you could possibly consume. You won't believe that till you see the report, but where to get it. And of course, where you can get other dietary supplements, everything from natural antibiotics like oil of oregano and things. Where can you get this without spending a fortune and stocking and getting ready, regardless of flu pandemics and whether they ever come in life? We know that today there's lots of germs circulating around, and then we're given antibiotics, and the more we take, the more chance that we develop antibiotic resistance. And then, of course, the antibiotics won't work when we need them, and we may die of pneumonia or something unnecessarily. Now, we have a lady who stays with us in our home, helps us care for our child. She's had numerous eye operations and lots of problems. They can't operate on her eye anymore because she's had little drains put in for glaucoma and so on, and she developed an infection as one of these little implants started to make its way out, and the retina doctor put her in the hospital this last time, used massive intravenous antibiotics and saved her eye. She had an infection. Well, all of this was starting to occur again over the July 4th weekend, and she was staying at our home. And I could just tell by her discussion, the way she was talking with me, the retina doctor was thinking maybe she's going to lose her eye this time. And I just kept mulling over and listening to what she was saying, and I reached up and got some oil of oregano capsules and said, start taking these. You see, the antibiotics aren't working on her anymore. They had to go so far as to give her antibiotics intravenously in a hospital. So we just gave her the oil of oregano capsules, and in that same day, the redness in the eye completely cleared. The next day, it was even better, and we saved her sight there. We just watched it happen. So nature can be as powerful as what they're doing with intravenous antibiotics. So we're trying to warn and alert everybody. You don't need a crisis for this. Someday, you're going to get an infection, foodborne infections or viral infections or something, and you're going to need to reach for something. Try something from the natural cupboard of nature's herbs and things so that you can see things you can use that don't induce antibiotic resistance. These herbs, use natural crushed garlic cloves. This works. Poor man's penicillin, and produces there's no antibiotic resistance ever noted with garlic. So, you know, there's things to learn. It's in the Survival Nutrition Guide. You can get that at survivalvitamins.com. But we're just trying to educate you in an uncommercial way, just give you the information so you can have a chance to use this and try to lead you to things that don't bite your pocketbook, because I know a lot of people feel they listen to these programs and they can't participate because they only have a limited amount of money. So we're trying to get you to things that are frugal answers and trying to gear you up and say, listen, you're going to stay healthy. Try to stay out of this crazy medical system that we have. At my website, knowledgeofhealth.com, we have a whole free ebook there, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine. It tells you why conventional medicine has failed us as we know it. I know a lot of us, we have a lot of good doctors, even like Dr. Stan, but they're involved in a system that's not so good. And you know, we read about this every day. I have here on my desk just the reports here of Review finds scientists have too many ties with the drug companies, such as National Institutes of Health. Apparently, a number of the doctors there violated laws. They may go to jail, actually. Here's aspartame, the sweetener, now linked to leukemia, and now all the companies that make aspartame claiming that isn't true. Well, here it is. It's a big Italian study. They're denying it. We should have found this out years ago. Harvard professor being investigated, a fluoride cancer link, turns out there's some sort of a link to cancer, bone cancer in young boys. And this fellow did a study at Harvard and then hid the fact for many years, so they're looking into this. So do you believe in this system here? I think the system is just too polluted and too much involved in self-interest. We need to get out of it. The way to do it, practice health at home, and, of course, use the survival nutrition guide. Understand you can get antibiotics, build your immunity, and, of course, treat your children well and keep them healthy and make your way through life without all this expense and trouble.
And now, how can people get your website as far as Longevinex is concerned? Because we take that. That's the resveratrol product. Do you have a website for that?
Well, that's longevinex.com. And, of course, that's another subject here of whether it's going to allow us to live longer. We talked about that chart where more and more people are living longer. And, of course, people, even without all these wonderful new developments, but now they think there's even such a thing as an anti-aging pill. We've talked about government authorities wanting to suppress all that, and that's at longevinex.com.
And what's the telephone number for that?
866-405-4000.
866-405-4000. Well, thanks very much, Bill. I really appreciate it. And go there and pull down these. Where is this article on vitamin supplements standing in the way of covert population control? Is that up yet?
We're going to have it up soon.
All right.
Knowledgeofhealth.com.
God bless. Bye-bye.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, A Road to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most
Leading
of you now know why so many
profound
people agree.
Effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I think that there's a lot you need to know about what's really going on medically today. We carry a book by the former head editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Her name is Marcia Angel. She has a staff position at Harvard. Her book is What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. What You Should Know About the Drug Companies and the way they are ripping off the public and coming out with a lot of products that really are not effective at all, and yet you're being given them because the doctor believes what his medical journals say what the detail people say, what does medical organizations say, and all of them are deeply influenced by the drug companies and by a profit margin, a motive, rather than being concerned about you. What you need to know about the drug companies by Dr. Marshall Angell at Harvard University, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading medical journal in this country, and of course today she will not do interviews. They've really come after her. Why? Because she told the truth. We have another book called Death by Prescription, Death by RX by Dr. Strand. We carry the book Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And if there's one book you're going to get, you need to get Dr. Blaylock's book, because it'll tell you so much about MSG. It'll tell you about NutraSweet, and it's poisoning our children. It attacks fertility as well. And, of course, it produces tumors and convulsions, and it is known to produce premature menarche. It has an effect on your whole endocrine system. It produces pathological obesity. You hear all this about pathological obesity? Well, they know what's producing it. They just don't want you to know. And it's the fact that you get NutraSweet, aspartame, you get it in your Diet Coke, you get it in your diet drinks, you get it in so much of your food, you get it in baby food. It's an excitotoxin. It destroys the brain. You need to find out what's really going on. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. If you're going to get one book, you'll want to get that one. We carry Russell's other books. National Strategies for Cancer Patients, if you know someone with cancer, or his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills, that goes into the background of aspartame and MSG, and soy products as well. You need to know about these things, because, of course, you're going to have to be responsible for maintaining your health. We have a four-tape set called Life-Saving Secrets, my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're coming out with other four tape sets in the very near future on vitamin C and statin drugs, but those aren't quite available yet. But Life-Saving Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. Again, the books, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies by Dr. Marshall Angell, Death by Prescription by Dr. Strand, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and, of course, excitotoxins, the taste it kills. If you'd like to know more about aspartame and MSG, why we have four tape sets on that. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning your children with fluoride, why four tape sets on that. And, of course, I believe my talk on the history of water fluoridation. And, of course, we have that's on DVD. And then we have The Hidden Agenda, a syllabus that will give you all of the documentation you need to know about what's really going on in the world today. So that's the history and toxicity of water fluoridation, the DVD, and the syllabus, Hidden Agenda, the Fluoride Deception. And you need to get it. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they've been poisoning the children of this country with the vaccines, evidence of harm. There's no question at all. They knew that thimerosal, which is the mercury compound they left in the vaccines, was toxic because they did away with methylate 40 years ago. It was too toxic to put on the skin because the kids were getting toxicity from it, metal changes. So what did they do? Why, of course, they put it in the vaccines. They knew the doses were toxic. They left it there. We'll pray for America. Pray for revival, but please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again here at the same station, why, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.